Sitting down with Broncos team president Joe Ellis at the conclusion of this year's NFL annual meetings. Joe, there was a lot on the agenda. Was this a productive session?
It was, Phil. Two days of jam-packed content for the owners and the staff members here. I thought a lot of productive things came out of it. A lot of really good information about the various programs and content that the league has in store for not only this year but years to come. And, of course, a big move with the Oakland Raiders announcing that they're moving to Las Vegas in 3 years. So all in all, a productive meeting. And, we get ready now with bring the players back here in a couple of weeks and we'll start playing football again.
The NFL is always looking to make the experience better for fans. They're trying to increase the pace of play and the commercial stuff. Do you feel like that will make a big difference there?
I do, and I think some of the changes are subtle. You know, a few less commercials, but some longer commercials. So you'll still get the same amount of fans actually enjoy commercials, believe it or not, and they do enjoy the breaks in the plays. What they don't want is kind of double plays where you have back-to-back commercials off of a kickoff or a touchdown and then a kickoff and those kinds of things. They don't like some of the distractions on the screens, some of the banners and posters that are up there, so they're going to try and lessen that a little bit, get more actual football content on the screen for the fans. So I think they'll pick off a couple of minutes on the pace of play, and they'll improve the telecasts, and that'll be better for everybody.
The NFL is the most popular sport in America, and it's continuing to grow. What do you think of the job that Commissioner Roger Goodell's done?
Well, I commend the work that he's done. I think he's paid close attention to the game and making it better, specifically in the area of health and safety. If you look at some of the reforms that he's taking place, some of the medical protocols, you look at rule changes, multiple rule changes over the years, the improvements in equipment, the research that's being done, very sophisticated research with partners like General Electric and the equipment manufacturers, the helmet manufacturers, things like that. So the game is safer, and from that it's become better, and fans appreciate that. And the players, even though they don't like some of the rule changes, I think they understand and respect it. And so on that end, it's been great. And then on the other side of it is just all the various touch points that fans, our great fans, have with the NFL, with our team. There's so many different ways now to connect with us around the calendar, and Roger Goodell has really spearheaded that with a great staff, and I commend him for that.
We heard from Broncos head coach Vance Joseph at the breakfast. He really sounded like he had a plan for how to make the team better. He's only been here for a few months, but what do you think of the job that Joseph has done?
Well, he's assembled a good staff, and he's organized, and as you said, he's got a vision for how he wants to see his team perform, and he communicates that very clearly. And so I think those are really great steps. I'm really looking forward to seeing him on the field, interact with his players in meetings and things like that. He's a young guy. He's got a lot of energy, and he brings a lot of enthusiasm and intelligence to his job. And we're lucky to have him, and we're looking forward to seeing how he does.
You mentioned the Raiders moving. That's the second team in the division that's going to be moving. How does that shake things up within the Broncos division?
Next year we have one new road trip, right? Yeah. When we go to a soccer stadium, convert it into a football stadium for the Chargers, and then when the Raiders end up in Las Vegas, which is 3 years away, we'll have two new road trips at that point, obviously. So it'll be different. It'll be different for the players. It'll be a little different for the fans. Our fans are great. They'll still travel. They'll still be in the stands in Los Angeles and in Las Vegas. I know that. And I think the rivalries will endure. I feel bad for the Oakland fans. The Black Hole was a great atmosphere, and they had a great fan base there that really was very loyal to the team. And so you hurt communities, you hurt fans when you relocate. But on the other hand, I think the Raiders, they're a great brand and a popular team. Their fans will travel. They'll be very popular in Las Vegas, and we look forward to the rivalry continuing.
I know you mentioned that Mr. B would miss going to the Black Hole. When you talk to some of the contributor committee people who are here who vote for the Hall of Fame, he was knocking on the door last year, but they're really pushing for him to get in this year. Do you feel like it's going to happen now?
I'm optimistic. I really am, and I believe he deserves it. I know he deserves it. I think a lot of people that are voters, a lot of people that are involved with the league, a lot of his peers have talked to me, and they clearly see it's his time. That'll be a great moment for him, and it'll be a great moment for his family. I think a really, really proud moment. And, my hope is that they can be in Minnesota in February and have Dave Baker knock on their hotel room door and let them know that their father or husband has been selected to be in the Hall of Fame. I think that'll be really special.
I think we're all hoping for that.
You bet.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Phil, thank you.